went there and they'd shovel it out in their wagons and take it home and scatter it to get lime in the ground.
Yeah.
So.
A place where you catch a train, you'd call that the what?
Well, that'd be I guess you'd call it railhead, because they would. They'd flag it down here.
Uh-huh.
And catch it if it wasn't going to stop.
Really?
And then they'd come through with a work train on a Sunday evening after they moved their headquarters farther on down. And the workers that lived in this area would catch a train and go on down there to work in the woods where they were even building camp or cutting the timber and stay in some kind of a little hotel, I guess that's what you'd call it. But
yeah,
they'd stay down there during the week, and then on Saturday they'd ride that thing back and be home on the weekend.
You know, it's too bad all that timber got cut out of this area.
It sure is. They
I bet that was a beautiful sight, see.
Oh,
did
it
you
was.
See some when you were younger?
Yeah, I remember.
Tall trees?
Yeah, I remember when we used to go with Dad to town, and right where that overhead bridge is.
Yeah.
That was old virgin timber standing there with the cups hanging up.
You mean turpentine?
Yeah. See, they chip down on that bark there and then hang a cup down here. As that turpentine runs out, it runs down in this cup. And they'll watch it, and about the time the cup gets full, they'll go around and take them and put more on there. And when this one side gets to where it rosins over, no more turpentine come out. Well, they get around on another side and skin it again, and more turpentine come out. So they all
hurt the tree.
Well, they were going to cut it,
yeah, that's right.
And if you skin a tree, and it stays green and grows, where you skin it turns into a rich pine. It's just got that fat in there to where it's just as red as it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, some people even skin post and leave a strip on one side so that tree would turn lighter. That's what they called it.
Yeah.
That's when it got fat. We just fill up with that. And I'll tell you, if you can get one that's full of that, you got something. Creosote, pinna, or nothing else is equal to it.
Yeah. What about your mother's education?
Mother went to these 3-month schools,
mm-hmm.
and she got what education she had. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of high school graduates today couldn't handle a pencil in math like Mother did.
Yeah. Your mother was just was a housewife, right? She never worked. Your father always provided for her.
Yeah, she stayed home.
Uh-huh.
And she carried her end of it there. When we went to the field, she went with us.
Yeah.
Ooh, my back used to hurt so bad, and I'd have to pick cotton or this and that. I'd get to the end, won't stop. Mother, she'd be right there too, and she'd just reach up with her finger, pull the sweat off of her forehead, and turn around and start back. And I don't know whether her back ever got tired or hurt or not, but boy, mine sure did.
I was talking to somebody today, and they told me women could always pick cotton better. Never could figure out why.
Yeah, they.
I was talking to old Mr. R- his wife up in Vernon Parish. She used to say he always picked better, and her back never hurt. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but boy, mine always did.
Yeah, it's and, tough work.
And then we used to grow cucumbers, too, for a pickling plant that was out here.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to know that's a low damn job. You got to go to ground to get him.
Yeah.
But we grew pickles an acre or two or more and care them out there.